भगवद्गीता 2.7 कार्पण्य दोषोपहत स्वभाव इच्छामि त्वं धर्म सम्मूढ चेतः यच्छ्रेयस्यान् निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्ते हम शाधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्। कार्पण्य दोषो, कार्पण्य इज माइजरलीनेस, दोष, दोष इज फॉल्ट, वीकनेस। उपहत, afflicted, svabhavaha, a characteristic, my own nature. So my nature has been afflicted by karpanyata. Prichhamitva, I am asking you, sammoodha chetaha, my consciousness is deluded, yachreyasyan, what is the shreya? Nishchitam, certainly, definitely, bruhitanme, sir, please tell me, bruhi, speak unto me, Nishchitam. Shishyastehaṁ, I become your disciple. Shadi mām tvām prapannam. Shadi, please instruct me. Mām tvām prapannam. I surrender to you. So this verse marks a significant, even we could say, momentous shift in the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna, in the dynamics of that relationship. Their relationship is always intimate, but here Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, and actually he uses, if you look at the last line, he's using shishyaste, I am becoming your disciple. Shadi, now there are many people who become nominal disciples, they don't want instruction, they want just guru for a show. In some social circles, having a guru may just be a cultural fashion. But he says, I am not, Arjuna is pointing out that he is not doing anything like that. Shadhi, I want your instruction, please instruct me. And sometimes the guru may give some difficult instructions and their disciple may not want to follow. But Arjuna is assuring that he will follow by saying, Aham prapannam, aham tvam prapannam, I am surrendering to you. So, I am your disciple, please instruct me, I surrender to you. So in a sense, what Krishna will tell later, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, the three components, pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, Arjuna is in some ways exhibiting that. So he is saying, pranipatena is falling down, that he is expressing to shadhi, sorry, he is explaining to the expression shishyastehama. Shishya puts himself in a position subordinate to the guru. So shishyastehama, he is putting himself in a subordinate position. Shadhi, so pariprashnena, asking questions. So his shadhi is asking, please instruct me. Prichhami tvam, asking questions, pariprashnena, and sevaya, prapannam. Prapannam is a surrender, means I will do what you want me to say. Surrender means that, you know, we put aside our will and we become ready to do another's will. That is the essence of surrender. So Arjuna is saying, I am surrendering to you. So Arjuna is exhibiting the characteristics of an ideal disciple, even according to Krishna's standards. And the previous chapter, even if its reasoning is faulty in Arjuna's speech, even if the reasoning is faulty, still the capacity for reasoning is worthy, and that makes him capable of understanding spiritual message which Krishna will speak henceforth. Now here, let's see what Arjuna says in the rest of the verse. Karpanya dosho pahatasvabhava. So he says that, yes, I have been overcome by miserly weakness. So actually, it requires a remarkable degree of self-perception, self-reflection and self-criticism to be able to recognize one's faults and to admit one's faults. So self-perception means ability to see one's own state. Self-reflection means to deliberate on that sense. And self-criticism means to be able to actually be able to take a critical stand towards one's own positions, emotions, and actions. So Arjuna is doing that here, and that is to his credit. It requires great personal maturity to be able to do this kind of self-perception, self-reflection, and self-criticism. So normally when somebody criticizes us, it is our instinctive reflex action to defend ourselves, to counter the criticism, to say that, you know, you don't understand, that's not what actually the problem is. So when Arjuna, when Krishna first said, Klaibhyam kutastva kashmalam shudram. So when he talked about all these words which indicated that Arjuna was contaminated, when Krishna spoke all this, Arjuna's reaction was, no, actually, I am motivated not by weakness, but by noble considerations, by dharmic considerations. So he says all that, but then he realizes, okay, what will I do? He's still confused. So he recognizes his confusion itself as a sign of his weakness, and he admits, Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava. So yes, actually, it has, this miserly weakness has overcome me. You know, in my battle, in my inner world, in the inner war, I am being overcome. It is far better to admit one's weakness and gain strength from others than to let one's weakness stay unattended and to let the further battles of life wound one further and till one becomes practically helpless. So actually it requires humility to seek help, because in general we like to portray an image of self-sufficiency, but the self is sufficient, self-experience sufficiency actually in the connection with Krishna, not independently. And how we need can help establish our connection with Krishna, that often we need guidance for that. So Prichami. So Arjuna is admitting that, yes, I have become overcome by miserly weakness, and therefore Prichami Tvam. I'm asking you, what? Dharma. What will be the dharma? What will be the duty for me? Because as far as I am concerned, I have knowledge of dharma, but sammoodha chetaha. I become confused. My consciousness is sammoodha, deluded. The whole Mahabharata, its defining mood is actually trying to inquire what is dharma, to try to find out what actually is the basic principle of dharma. And to find that out is not easy. So therefore, to find that out, he's saying that Pucchamitam Yachreya Syan. And what kind of dharma? Yachreya. That which will bring long-term good. I don't want short-term good. Nishchitam. At least tell me for certain, for definite. Bruhitanme. Speak unto me. So although Arjuna has used the word Shreya again and again, he is saying, now it is you who tell me what is Shreya. I don't know what is Shreya. Please guide me. And by this speech, he is revealing his determination to seek understanding, seek guidance. And actually in this world, there are three steps. You know, first we have to admit that we need help and we seek help. Second is we find the right person from whom to seek help. And third is we apply that help. So in one sense, pranipatena paripashnena sevaya, they are those three stages. Pranipatena is we admit that we need help and then we go around seeking help. Pariprashnena, when we ask questions, it is the questions which we ask reveal also the nature of our searching, the level of our consciousness, the seriousness of our existential inquiries. So through the questioning, we also evaluate the spiritual master, the guru. It is the guru is to evaluate the disciple's sincerity, and the disciple also is meant to evaluate the guru's caliber. So it's like a patient again. First, the patient has to admit I am sick. Second, the patient has to go to the doctor. And now the patient goes and speaks the problem. And here the patient, after diagnosis, asks the doctor questions. And by that, even the patient also, to some extent, has to evaluate whether the doctor knows the business or not. And then, after that, one has to apply the treatment. So, searching, asking, and applying. Admitting the need for this help, finding the right person to get help, and then applying the help when it is given. This is the way to overcome weakness. And Arjuna is exhibiting that. He is through with the phase of trying to rationalize, trying with his own intelligence, and unable to come to any conclusion. And therefore, he's now come to the level of seeking guidance. So Arjuna exhibits the characteristics of a good disciple according to the standard of the Gita itself. And of course, Krishna is the super excellent, supreme spiritual master. And in the combination of the glorious spiritual master and the sincere student, the great wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita will be revealed. Thank you.